Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I've never quite seen anything like what happened on the two-point conversion where you're lined up to kick off. Then they say it's a fumble because they had the clear and obvious recovery. Now you tack it on, you make it a 30-30 game. Very interesting. Didn't get a clear explanation of everything that went on just because of some of the timing of it. They were trying to be able to do that, but that's the thing that I've said. I've never seen anything or never been a part of anything like that, and I've grown up around this game. I'm not making excuses. We don't do that. I don't believe in that. It doesn't move us forward, but we do want clarity and an understanding of, you know, the things that we can do to minimize that when we rejected the two-point conversion.
Sean McVay, the Seahawks now in the driver's seat in the NFC with two games to go, having split with the Rams. The Seahawks have a trip to Carolina next week, and then the Niners also on the road to end the season. Possibly another, there are several this year, Week 18 Sunday night showdown options. With us now from somewhere nearby is the co-host with Joe Ostrowski of Chicken Dinner, Sam Paniadovic, making his regular appearance on our show at this time on a Friday. Although this time, Sam is in Buffalo. Where exactly?
I'm here, baby. I'm like 10 minutes away from the hotel. I know that I'm in Buffalo, too, because I've already gotten 4 direct messages from WGR listeners asking me to come drink with them.
That's all?
I am so, I've never been more proud.
The DMs are open, apparently.
I'm so happy to hear that.
You know, Sam, you got a pretty quintessential December day here. Like, there's no 2 feet of snow, but you got some, and it's just like the thick gray clouds and the wind. I mean, you're not unfamiliar with our weather, but it didn't surprise you, I think.
This is the best trip by far of the 4 or 5 years, because usually I would do my job, which I no longer have, as you guys know, Betsweats is done, so I was able to leave early in the morning. But usually I'd leave at 12, and then half the drive is with the sun down, and it's snow, and everybody's driving 40 miles an hour. This has been the easiest. It's not even close. There was a little bit of snow right outside Syracuse, but it's been mostly rainy, and I'm coming in hot, boys. Like, I'm about to go to the liquor store, and I hear we're going to get together later. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. We both do.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
We've talked some already about the game last night, Seattle's win, and what it maybe means. I said already to Bulldog, 95% by the ESPN analytics that the NFC West winner will be the one seed. How do you handicap that race now, and is there value maybe in the Rams or the 49ers at this point after last night?
I don't know. At this point in time, the odds are all pretty fair. I don't know that I'd be making any bets. And, you know, as good as the West has been, I still think you know, this isn't going to be a popular take, but if you were going to make a bet in NFC in totality, my bet would be Philly at plus 550. I just think that that's a team that knows how to win in the playoffs. They're unsexy right now. People don't like them. People don't want to talk about them. And all that does is create a price. And, you know, like the Rams to win the NFC, Seahawks to win the NFC, we're talking in the $2 range, $1.75. You can get Philly at 550. And I just think that's a team that just won the Super Bowl. They're getting guys back on the O-line, D-line, playoff pedigree. That would be my bet if you wanted me to make any NFC bet. You know how I feel about the AFC. In the NFC, I feel like this would be a good time. You know, Philly could really go into the playoffs with three of four, like three wins in four games. They're going to be the three seed. They're going to host a playoff game. Why not Philly?
The vibes, Sam. I guess the price is the reason. You're making the point here. Obviously, we've been doing this together long enough to know. You know me. Like I've said many times, I'd rather lose $12 than win $10. So like I'm always looking for odds that are going to juice up the return if I hit it. And you know, you make a good point about Philly, but I feel like everything looks so hard for them right now.
That's true. Like I said, we'll see. They're going to play some teams here. I mean, you know I love Buffalo, but you can get right against Buffalo's defense. They just pounded Vegas. I mean, absolutely pummeled them, which may not be that impressive, but to shut a team out is no small feat. And then they'll tune up Washington. Then they get Buffalo. They're going to move the ball against Buffalo, and then they get Washington again. So that's a really nice way to build some momentum heading into the playoffs. And you know, if there are some upsets in the NFC, man, I mean, they could have a couple home games. Nobody wants to go to Philly in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. The Raiders had 75 yards of offense against the Eagles last week. Bills and Browns Sunday. Buffalo a double-digit favorite. 10.5 is the last I saw. I mean, I asked Sal, if not also you, yesterday, just like, does anything – we have talked about it. Like, does anything really scare you here? With Cleveland, you know, it is on the road, and it's Myles Garrett, and maybe there are reasons to get there, but I don't know. Like,
that's the only one I really feel is Garrett. I mean, could Sanders throw the ball over the top of them and hit a couple passes? He's been pretty accurate down the field. I mean, I suppose, but Sam, it just feels to me like that entire operation is about getting Myles Garrett that sack record, and I don't know. I almost would root for him to get it in the first quarter and then let the Bills beat him by 20.
The only thing that scares me is how not scared I am of the game. Like, that in itself is a little terrifying, right? Because we're all just like, oh, this is a layup. And it should be. Sidor Sanders is not ready, and his O-line stinks, and there's not a lot of weapons there. But the Bills just got to win. You know, like, do I want to lay 10.5? Not really. I can tell you, Wise Guys laid 9.5 and 10 earlier this week. With the Bills, so they were happy to lay sub 10. Now at 10.5, it's just a different story because, you know, 23-13, 33-23 is a loser. Yeah. Not that Cleveland's going to get the 23, but I hate laying the worst of the number. I just need them to win. I really am paying a lot of attention to that Sunday night game and how they're betting the Ravens and also betting against the Patriots. That thing opened Baltimore 1. Now it's Baltimore 3. And I can get behind a Ravens bet for sure, a cheap 3, like even money, plus 100. It's not easy to get back up after you had your biggest rival dead to rights and then blew it. And now maybe some doubts creeping in. You got to face another good team. The Ravens defense is getting healthier. You know, vintage Lamar maybe Sunday night. Like, that Patriot thing is really interesting to me. I think there's a very real possibility Buffalo wins, New England loses, and then we see what happens on the stretch for the title.
Still need New England to lose to either, at this point, Quinn Ewers or Brady Cook, or else the AFC East is theirs. So,
holy cow.
But that's not the order, but still. With Sam Panayotovic, you'll be at Packers-Bears tomorrow night. That should be pretty great. So many close division races. Philadelphia, which we talked about, is really the only one that's not in play. And that's not even technically right. I mean, they haven't clinched yet.
Right.
But they have like the one real lead in the whole league for their division. How do you see Green Bay-Chicago?
I like the under, especially if you can get a 47. I think we're going to see some more money on the over. People like to bet the over, of course, on a primetime Saturday game. But you look at the injury report. Good Lord, man. I mean, Caleb Williams is out. Roma Dunze and Luther Burden, their two best receivers. They're maybe without DeAndre Swift and Loveland. Those guys are both questionable. And then you look at the Packers side. I don't think Watson's playing. Kraft has been out. Jacobs is banged up. I don't like a lot of points. So I lean under, especially at 47. You know I listen to this program all the time. You guys are doubting that I can get to this tailgate. I don't know who you're talking to. Like, I'm going to make it there. If I leave Buffalo at 7 a.m., I'm getting to Chicago by 2.
I'm not doubting that you'll make it. I'm just wondering when you leave in the morning. So if 7 is the plan, that's, you know, you just did it.
But yeah, we did talk about this with Joe yesterday, and he reminded us that you're still in your 20s.
For the drive.
Because my thought is, like, I don't know, you know, like, tonight, it's not like my house, you know, we're going to be going until 4 in the morning at my house or anything when we get together later, but...
Wait, we're not?
I just think, you know, like, that's a long ride if you've had, you know, a couple of sips the night before, that's all.
A couple things. I'm 36. I'm not in my 20s. I don't know. When Joe said that, I was laughing. I'm like, Joe is lying to Buffalo right now. I am not in my 20s. I think I still drink like I'm in my 20s, which is a problem from time to time. But I heard you guys talking too off the rip, like 9-10 hours. No way. I'm 8. I'm making it there in 8.
All right.
And you get an hour in the time change. That's going to help.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go, though.
The college playoffs are here tonight. Alabama, Oklahoma, a couple of bigger spreads tomorrow. What are the moves for you?
So I've made 2 college football playoff bets so far. I did bet Oklahoma. Bear and I did this on Fox. We picked it on Thursday at +1.5, or Wednesday we did the show, actually. So, you know, Oklahoma is now the favorite. They're like 1, 1.5. Lay 1, please. Don't lay 1.5. I just don't think Ty Simpson's healthy, guys. That's Bama's starting quarterback. He was really good early in the season, and if you watch the game against Auburn in the Iron Bowl, he didn't have it, didn't look great. So I'm betting on defense. That's going to be an ugly game, maybe like 17-14. The total's only 41. And, look, I like these home teams, you know, in pick'em games. The home teams in the playoff last year went 4-0. Not that that's a big sample size, but I do like Oklahoma, especially if you can lay 1. And then I jumped on this James Madison thing. I've been texting with guys the last 24 hours, guys that book in Vegas, guys that bet for a living. The public loves Oregon. That's clear. But the wise guys keep betting James Madison. They bet him at 22, 21.5. They bet him at 21.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That thing is coming sub 21, which is a little eye-opening, if you know what I mean. We're getting closer to kickoff. Limits are higher. Bets are bigger. The bigger bets are on James Madison at 21 and higher, and I jumped in at 21. I did.
Speaking of the playoff here, is there anything long-range as far as the championship goes that you see as good value right now?
Yeah, if you go to FanDuel, it's the only book that's letting you do it right now. You can bet on the exacta, which is Team A over Team B. And Joe and I were playing around with Texas Tech over Georgia, Oregon over Georgia, and then Georgia over those two. So we're kind of keying in on three teams. We're going away from the favorites, which is another bet you can make. They're giving you Indiana, Ohio State against the field. I like the field personally, minus 120. You give me the other teams, you can have the Big Ten teams, at least the two teams. I get Oregon. But we were kind of playing with Tech to beat Georgia, Oregon to beat Georgia. Those were around 20-1-ish. And then Georgia to beat Tech, Georgia to beat Oregon. Those were around 17-1. Little bets to win a lot on those exactas.
Again, Alabama, Oklahoma tonight, I think 8 o'clock for that one. Will you have it on?
I'm going to have to check with my wife.
It's on our phones probably anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Sam, is it going to be a bad time for you if this football game is not on the 60-inch TV in my living room?
If we can get it on, need to watch the whole game.
Good.
We'll figure it out. Thank you, Sam. Safe travels, even though you might have already arrived, and we'll see you later.
I will see you guys soon. Can't wait. Where do you see my sweater tonight?
Oh, Lord.
I think this is the night I met Sam last year because it was Notre Dame, Indiana.
Yeah.
That was on, and Joe was at the game in South Bend, and he was passing through, just going home, Boston to Chicago probably. Same trip. We'll take a break here at the Draft Room downtown right near the arena. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with you. Mike Dempsey coming up in less than 20 minutes on the AFC playoff pictures, some fantasy stuff for a big weekend if you're still alive. A lot of decisions to make. Rashi Rice ruled out. These are not the decisions. If they tell you that, then you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to decide who to put in his place.
Yeah, a lot of important injuries
options there, but,
to figure out how to navigate here. We'll talk to Mike and also later Sal Capaccio on this Football Friday. Time out for now. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.